আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আল আতমান আল আকমালান আলা খায়রি খালকিল্লাহি আজমাইন ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি ওয়া মান সারা আলা সাবিলিহি ওয়া নাহজিহি ওয়া মান ইসতানা বিসুন্নতিহি ওয়া মান ইহতাদা বিহাদিহি ইলা ইয়াউমিদ্দিন আম্মা বা'দ। وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب صدق الله العظيم. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering on the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating this day of Jumu'ah. May Allah Pa give us the tawfiq of being early for Jummah Salah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that the last day of our lives is the day of Jummah. Anyway, there's a topical discussion that is going around, and that is with regards to the azan and the banning of the azan, and what is a Muslim's approach and what thoughts should be going through a Muslim mind. Indeed, whenever there's any of the sha'air of Islam, when any of the salient or any of the outstanding features of Islam that is under attack or is under scrutiny, then it should hurt every Muslim's heart. Allah Pak mentions this ayat of the Quran I read, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That person that has respect and high regard for the sha'air of Islam, the great signs of Islam, that is a sign that this person has taqwa in his heart. He has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. So anyway, a Muslim is such that he doesn't get overly excited and he doesn't get overly reactive. But out of every situation, a Muslim takes some lessons. And he takes heed, and there's some things, some morals that he can learn and he can draw from every situation. This is the sign. And to have that hum, that worry, that grief in the heart, that what is happening to the masajid, what is happening to the azans, etc. This is a very great thing. Indeed, this is a great thing. This is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the second year after Hijrah, and now the number of Muslims were increasing, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had that worry and concern that how can we call people towards salah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taking the mashura of the sahaba, that what method can we use to call people towards salah. So one suggestion came, that put up a flag, a high flag at the time of salah, so people from far and wide can see that the flag is up, and this is a sign that this is a call. This is a call towards salah. This word azan, what does it mean? It's nice for us to understand the meaning of azan. The root word is, the root word that this comes from is azina ya'adhanu, to listen, to hear. And azan itself is to call. It's an announcement, and more specifically, a call to prayer. This is what azan is. It is a call to prayer, but not an ordinary announcement. It is a very high announcement. In fact, that the first words that a person hears when he is born is the azan in the right ear and the iqama in the left ears. As we're going, we'll discuss the meaning of the azan. So this was the concern that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. So one suggestion came that we'll put up a flag, we'll raise up a flag so people from far and wide can see. Another suggestion came that we will light a fire so this bright light can be seen from far and wide. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not happy with this, because the Zoroastrians at that time, this was the method they would use to call for prayer. Another suggestion was given of a shabur. A shabur is that like a horn, something similar to what a vuvuzela is, where that horn is blown and it gives up a sound, and people from far and wide can hear that sound. So this is a sign that this is a call, this is an announcement for salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not happy with this, because the Jews were using that. And our deen is different, our style is different, our outlook is different. In fact, so different is our pinnacle and climax of life is the point of death. The most exciting point for a believer is the time when he's going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the most distressful period for a non-Muslim. So completely different we are. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in the call for prayer, even in the azan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want to imitate the non-Muslims. Another suggestion had come that what we can do is we can use the hitting of two sticks, what the Christians normally use as a bell. So one stick is hit against another stick to create that bell effect. So this also was suggested to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not happy about this, because this now was this what the method naqus, this was the method that the Christians were using. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this worry, and there was a sahabi that was by the name of Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi. that he had this great concern, and he shared the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And remember something, this concern in the heart, the worry in the heart is not something that goes wasted. Many people were very worried, very concerned when the masajid were closed. And we may think that this concern, that grief in the heart is something that can't be measured, can't be seen. It's not seen like that act of salah or that act of dua or that act of tilawat. But even that concern in the heart is valued and appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ Allah Pak doesn't forget even the concern that the person has in his heart. So he had this concern and he shared this concern. Anyway, he, in Abu Dawud Sharif, the riwayat comes that he went to sleep and he says, I was between deep sleep and a state of awakefulness. I was in that sort of state and I seen in a dream that a person coming and calling out the words of Azan. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he mentioned this dream. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was happy. And now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had instructed that this be called out. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu heard about this and he came and he said he also had the same dream. So now this was confirmed even by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and this was the great call of Azan, nothing ordinary. It started from the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by the dream inspired from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Sahaba relating it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and being established from early on in Islam, such a great thing. Now who's going to call out this Azan? Who's going to have that opportunity of calling out this great, great call in Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has appointed Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu. Ulama explain why Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu. Because there was a time in his life when he was dragged in Makkatul Mukarramah. He was dragged on the hot sand of Makkah Mukarramah. A boulder was placed on his chest. And at that time he was proclaiming, Ahad, 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 one Allah, one Allah, one Allah. Allah Pak had given him the tawfiq of being the first muazzin of Makkah Sharif, the first muazzin of Medina Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such, that such izzat was given to him that even at the occasion of Fath Makkah, when Makkah Sharif was conquered, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had instructed him to climb up Kaaba Sharif and to call out Azan from there. Such a thing that will never repeat itself in Islam, and such a thing that never happened before, to climb up and to show the kuffar the honor that Allah Pak had given the same black person who you people had put onto the ground. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put him on top of Kaaba Sharif. What respect Allah Pak had given, calling towards Salah. So this worry, this grief, that hardship that a person goes through, it doesn't get forgotten. Imagine what a honor this is to be in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honored to be the first muazzin in Islam. So anyway, this is what the beginning of Azan was. Now the words of Azan, sometimes we just listen to the words and we don't take deep heed. And our seniors and our ulama, if they had to read an ayat of Quran, at their level, if they just had to read an ayat of Quran and they didn't understand anything, it would affect them so much that we can't go to sleep until we understand what this means. What if I die in this condition where I'm confused about the ayat of the Quran, I'm not clear, I'm doubting in what is in the Quran Sharif. So at a minimum, if we can't understand Quran, at least understand the basics of Islam. What is the meaning of Azan? What is the meaning of Iqamat? What is the meaning of Surah Fatiha that I'm reading my Salah? And what is the meaning of those simple surahs that I'm reading? What do they mean? There was a great alim, Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahib. He was the first Mufti of Dioband. That time, we're talking about over 100 years ago. So he was making tilawat of Quran Sharif after Isha Salah. And he came across this ayat, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى What this ayat means, that a person won't get anything, nothing will accrue to a person except what he made effort for. So a person won't attain anything except what he made effort for, that's what he will attain. And now the other ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ The first ayat, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ makes istighfar, seek forgiveness for yourself and seek forgiveness for the believing men and the believing woman. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told that if these people, they had to oppress themselves, they had to commit some guna, they come to you, they ask Allah Pak for forgiveness and they ask you to ask for forgiveness on their behalf. So these ayat are showing that a person can benefit from other people's istighfar. And the first ayat that he read is a person gets nothing except what he makes effort for. These other ayat are showing that other people are making istighfar and you are benefiting. So he was in a little bit of a doubt as to how these two ayats are fitting. It seems like a contradiction in Quran. Now he was in Dioban, it was at night, maybe roughly around 10 o'clock at night. He said, I'm not going to sleep until I understand what this means. How can I be in a doubt with anything as far as Islam is concerned? From there, late at night, there was no rickshaw, there was no transport. He walks from there to Gangoh, where Hazrat Mullah Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was. Approximately about a 5-hour walk he takes at night in the darkness. And we know those roads are not like our roads. There's potholes and the other things that are found on the road, mess, etc. But he makes it a point of going all the way to Gangoh. I can't sleep not understanding what is the meaning of this. When he reaches Gangoh, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was about to begin his tahajjud salah. Either he was in his tahajjud salah or about to begin. And then he comes and he asks him. He said, Hazrat, this one ayat is troubling me. Now look at the knowledge and the ilm Allah Pak had blessed Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. In one sentence he gave the answer. He said, what is meant by sa'aya is sa'ya iman. That a person, one person's iman won't help another person's iman. Or what it means is a person doesn't have iman, nobody else can help that person who doesn't help iman. What it means, if one person doesn't have iman, another person can't help that person who doesn't have iman. He can help and he can assist and he can seek forgiveness on behalf of those that have iman. So one person's iman doesn't assist another person who doesn't have iman. So this is what is meant by this ayat. So anyway, he got his answer one shot. All the way back, he went back to Deoband. I got my answer to understand what is meant by this. So let us ask ourselves how much effort we take to understand simple basics of Islam. When a person has got love, then everything means a lot to him. When he hears that Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and we got to ask ourselves why Allah Pak had made, why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had instructed that the first thing be given in a person's ears, baby, newly born, azan be given in the ears, to put the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatness. The business may be busy. It may be peak season. We can see the customers are walking in, but it's the time of salah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than my shop. Allah is greater than my customers. Allah is greater than whatever I have. I need to respond to the call of azan. Sahaba, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, when the time of salah had come in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be like a different person. Suddenly he would change his appearance and his ways would suddenly change as though something had overcome him, that concern to perform salah. So Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. There's nothing else that is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has this, he won't miss salah for anything in the world. He won't drive past that azan that is being called out on the loudspeakers. He won't, or the azan that's not called out even on the loudspeaker, but he won't go past the masjid knowing that is the time of salat. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I testify that is none worthy of worship except Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I testify that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beloved to me. Every way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beloved to me. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beloved to me. Allah Pak had attached this even in that azan. Hayya ala salah. The person comes. What is the meaning of hayya? Hayya means rise up. Come towards salah. Rise up. Hasten towards salah. That this is the call now that is been given. That come towards salah. And don't just think that I'm just going for salah. Hayya ala falah. Come towards success. In other words, you want the road to success. Everyone wants success. Nobody wants failure. But the road to success is this road of salah. Hayya ala falah. And then in the fajr salah, as-salatu khayrum minan nawm. That this salat is better than that sleep. It may be a cold night, you may be having a comfortable bed with a warm blanket. But this salah is better than even that sleep on that cold night in that comfortable bed. As-salatu khayrum minan nawm. Tell yourself that. And then, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Again the person is reminded that Allah is the greatest. There's nothing else besides Allah. Nothing can harm, nothing can benefit except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. That iman again is being instilled in a person's heart. That there's none worthy of worship except Allah. So this is the beauty of these words of azan. It is instilling in the heart of a person the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the time this person is born, and when a person is passing away, the last words he's asked to say is the words of the kalima, the last words of the azan again, La ilaha illallah. So this is the beauty, that the person begins his life with iman, he passes away with iman, in between he's hearing the call of azan 5 times a day, he's hearing the iqamat 5 times a day, there's so much of greatness attached to this azan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating this azan, may he give us the tawfiq of answering the azan, may he give the tawfiq of reading the dua after the azan, make it a point of reading the dua after azan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq also that we ponder over the meaning of the azan and we bring this in our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.